This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia says there's no evidence that state organizations tampered with the U.S. 2016 presidential election. AP's Matt Small has more.
The Kremlin says Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 400-page report doesn't offer any credible evidence of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. While the redacted report states there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials, it did document Russian efforts to meddle in the presidential vote. But a Kremlin spokesman insists there's no evidence substantiated by any facts that his country interfered in the election and says Moscow rejects the accusations. Matt Small, Washington.
President Trump made new comments about the Mueller report on Friday via Twitter, saying the report was written by, in his words, 18 angry Trump haters and was fabricated and totally untrue. On Thursday, after the report was released, saying that the president's campaign had not colluded with the Russians, Trump told reporters he was having a very good day. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said there was plenty of evidence in the report that President Trump tried to obstruct the Mueller probe.
The report concluded there was substantial evidence, in quotes, that President Trump attempted to prevent an investigation into his campaign and his own conduct. Page 76, page 78, page 90, page 157, volume 2.
Nadler has called on Mueller to testify before the Judiciary Committee as soon as possible. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with a delegation from the United Nations Cultural Agency to discuss the devastating fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday. Macron has said he hopes to have the restoration complete by 2024. Critics say that target is unrealistic. This is VOA News. Mali's prime minister and his entire government resigned on Thursday. The president's office said the president has accepted the resignations. The move comes after an uptick in violence between the Fulani and Dogon ethnic groups, including the massacre of 160 Fulani last month by suspected members of the Dogon tribe. The United Nations says over the past year, some 600 people have died in the violence. 2 weeks ago, there was a massive demonstration in the capital, Bamako, to protest the government's inability to curb the violence. Tensions continue to escalate between Turkey and the United Nations over the procurement of Russian missiles. Turkey's foreign minister said Friday that the United States has yet to respond to a proposal to review possible security threats that Ankara's purchase of Russian S-400 missiles might pose to the U.S. fighter jet program in Turkey. The U.S. and Turkey are NATO allies, but U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned this month that Turkey's future in NATO could be at risk if Ankara goes ahead with the transition, with the transaction. Facebook says a security breach at Instagram, which it owns, has turned out to be larger than first believed when the problem was uncovered in March. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
When Facebook announced last month that Instagram passwords were accessible to workers because they were stored in plain text, it reported that tens of thousands of users were affected. Now the social media giant says it's found additional Instagram passwords stored in a readable format, which increases the number of affected users into the millions.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group the New IRA was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The assistant chief constable said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting. He called it a terrorist act and carried out by terrorist violent dissident, by violent dissident Republicans. An investigation has been launched, but no arrests. Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome, where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates, 9 Italians and 1 each from Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Morocco. Francis has used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures must serve the most marginal. Friday evening, the Pope leads a torchlight procession through the streets of Rome, an event known as the Way of the Cross. The crowd, numbering in the thousands, visits 14 stations of the cross that symbolize the events that took place during the trial and crucifixion of Jesus. And Egyptians begin voting Saturday on constitutional changes that could allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.